My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're giving it the old Midas touch, turning our home improvement sweat into gold with expert advice from one of our favorite HGTV hosts and talented designer, Lisa Laporta. She'll be sharing her top tips to maxing out the return on your DIY investment and a few simple ideas to prepping your home for those potential buyers. And to help you fast-track your DIY projects, we're giving away a Milwaukee M12 gift pack, cordless impact driver, MP3 radio, and LED work light to one lucky fan. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Life with my husband Mark,
my wife Teresa, and our malfunctioning microphones.
Yeah, Mark's having a little bit of a microphone problem, but that's okay.
That's all right. When you move these things around, you got this.
They have their own life of their own. But anyway, so once Mark gets into position, he's got to get a stance going on.
I'm going to have to lay down for this today.
He probably should lay down because he's been on the roof for has it been a month, really?
Been a month.
And not saying that it's taking him an extraordinary long time to do the roof because he's not working on it every day, all day long, because there's been a lot of other things that we do, like everyone else,
yeah.
fixing up your house. I mean, there's the kids. There's,
pesky job.
Other things that we do for our work life, writing blogs for HGTV Pro and DIY Network and articles for Old House Journal and all other things that we do, too.
Exactly. Extreme how-to.
Exactly.
Yep.
And trying to, we're videotaping the roof project.
That takes a huge portion of time to turn it into an article.
Which is really fun, though, because for this project is the first time that I got to actually be up in a lift to do the videotaping and to do the photographing, too. And I like to call it my lady lift.
Yeah, sure. That's what the folks at Modern Equipment out in King of Prussia who rented it to us want to hear.
Yes, the Modern Group.
But yeah. If you need a piece of equipment, and I'm talking about a skid steer, forklift, like a grade all, a lift like we got, and any number of other pieces of equipment, they're the guys who have it. And what's more, they know how to use it.
And yeah, we had a couple of problems with it when we first got it because it was a little finicky.
We weren't sure used to using it either.
So we made a quick call over there to Modern, and they immediately helped us out, and it was totally cool. So they were not only once we, drove it off the property and got to the job site, they were there in a pinch to help us out, which was totally awesome.
And it wasn't that the thing was finicky. It was that it was so heavy, it was sinking into the ground. It was working like it was supposed to.
Yeah, and so go to our website, myfixituplife.com, to check out my little blog. I took a photo of myself videotaping you working on the roof.
Incredible.
Lexi did, our 9-year-old, did a video about the roof project, too.
Hysterical.
It is so cute. It's on our website. It's on her blog. So if you go find Lexi, click About Us, and then click Lexi, you can check out her blog. And
I love that you know where everything's clicked.
She wrote her blog, and then she did the whole thing, wrote out what she was going to do for her video. And we did it in, one take.
Yeah, oh, she's a one-take wonder.
Oh, yeah, she set up a little bench of all these little things that she wanted to talk about. But really the point of it is when your parents are working on a project, like a roof project, mm-hmm. and you're a kid, what do you need to do to be safe walking around the house?
Yeah.
Because there are, you know, with a roof, there's nails and all kinds of things just, you know, being flung around,
exactly.
ripped off with our Red Ripper.
And generally speaking, you know, if somebody's working in a woodworking shop and there's kids roaming around and they're not aware that things are actually dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, and one of the most important things is closed-toed shoes. You do not walk around a job site barefoot or in flip-flops.
Yes.
I mean, it just, when I watch shows or people are, you know, those renovation shows on TV.
We saw one of those.
And you're wearing flip-flops on a job site.
That curled my hair. I realize we're flip-flop nation, but dude.
No, there's a
there's a point where you got to switch your brains on.
You never know what might. There's a reason why contractors wear tough shoes.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're giving away a pair of tough shoes on next week's show, too.
I'm actually wearing those tough shoes on the job now. Testing them out.
They're roofer shears, and they're from Duluth, and they're totally awesome. And Mark said once he put them on, he felt better. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I haven't gotten to try them out yet, though.
Duluth Trading Company's new roofer's boots, they are awesome. And talking about wearing, like, supportive shoes, I sound like an old guy, but anyway, we'll get to that.
Well, and I just want to say about our roof, too. We're putting DaVinci Roofscape synthetic slate tiles on, mm-hmm. and we've said that probably 1,000,000,000 times because we love them. But two cool things about that. One, we're getting our driveway back.
Yes.
Two, is that it totally works into today's show, too, because our house
is designed to sell.
Because our roof, you know, it's a 50-year roof, and I think it's going to last way longer than 50 years.
Without a doubt.
And they recommend...
It's warrantied for 50 years.
It is, yeah.
So that means they don't, you know what I mean? You don't warranty something for 50 years that you think's going to last 51.
Because we won't be alive then. I mean, you know... Seriously.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
So that is a huge buy-in for people who don't want to mess around with their house.
Yeah. Well, and they recommend that you use stainless steel nails, too, and hand nail it because, you know, regular
the
what
tiles
you...
tiles will outlast the steel in an electro-galvanized nail.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Anyway.
And
so,
that's really hedging your bets for the future. I love it.
Today we're talking design to sell, and with our special guest, I'm so excited, Lisa Laporta, who we talked to last week.
Yes, yes.
Rebuilding Together.
Awesome.
She is a spokesperson for Kills.
Who's given away a truck.
Totally, to a professional painter, though. It's not open to everyone. You actually have to be a pro painter. But, yeah, they're giving away, is it
I want to say it's an 150.
But that's a cool prize. Yeah, we tweeted about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can check it out. Go on our Twitter account or whatever it is.
I saw it on Facebook. So.
Oh, I posted on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and if you don't
out.
Know Lisa Laporta, you probably haven't turned on HGTV in a long time because she is on, like, I don't know how many different shows, but probably the most popular is Design to Sell, but also Designing for the Sexist Designers Challenge, Bang for Your Buck, Showdown, and she's working on a show called Armchair Designer as well.
I'm an armchair quarterback, so I might as well watch that.
Yeah, totally cool. And we have a totally cool prize today, too.
Yes, we do, from our friends at Milwaukee Electric Tool in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you visited them a couple weeks ago.
I did, but we got this set up way before the visit.
We totally did, yeah.
Yeah, they're cool, and their tools are top flight. This particular package they made up for us. You can't buy this in the store. It's the M12 cordless hex drive impact driver with shockwave impact duty accessories. So that's your driver bits and stuff.
And the M12 radio, which we have.
I've had this for a long time.
And we love.
Yeah, it's kind of why I kind of designed this package. The radio is awesome.
This is
because
Mark's gift pack from Milwaukee.
Yeah, because you know what it is? It's not huge. It doesn't have stuff hanging over it.
No, it's like, what, 8-9 inches long or something like that? I'm sure we have specs on it.
It's written down here.
10.5 inches.
Yeah, and 3.5 pounds. So you can stick your MP3 player in there, but you can just play the radio. You don't need to, like, be, you know, Johnny Boston Acoustics
but you can
operate the equalizer.
But you can plug in your MP3 player. And
which
it's,
I just said. Am I even on this show?
But Mark, it's totally cool.
But Teresa.
So you can use it not just on the job site.
Well, it operates off their M12 battery,
yeah.
Or you can plug it in.
Yeah.
And then you'll get M12 batteries with the driver, and you can also power the LED work light.
Yes.
So a 12-volt work light is going to shine some light.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. I didn't know you designed the package.
I think
so you're like in product development over at Milwaukee now. Is this something you should tell me?
This package that doesn't exist will be flying off shelves shortly at a home center near you.
Really? So maybe we should take a break.
Why don't we?
And we'll be back
in a moment with more
My Fix It Up Life. Tick-tock, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life, and I have something to announce in our Fix It Up Find section before we get started, dear.
You're throwing me.
I am. I'm throwing you.
All right. Bring it.
Well, we have a contest that we're doing right now today, the Fix It Up Finder contest.
Yes.
So the first person that can email us at info@myfixituplife.com and tell us what our Fix It Up Finds in this segment are wins that cool radio, the M12 MP3 radio.
Yes, from
that we
Milwaukee,
were just talking about.
That we were just talking about 2 seconds
ago. So info@myfixituplife.com. Tell us what we're going to just about talk about, and you can win.
Caller number 312.
Emailer number one.
Emailer number one.
Totally.
Get your BlackBerries out, your iPhones, your iPhones.
Your computer.
Or your computer.
Yeah. So anyway, so Fix It Up Finds, Mark. I want to share something with you that I think is a totally cute idea.
Oh, that's totally cute. We'll get back to cool Fix It Up Finds next week on My Fix It Up Life.
Found this on the Twitter, and I found this. Kim Miles, do you know who she is? She was HGTV design star a couple years ago.
Okay.
And she has a show called Miles of Style as well.
Why wouldn't it be called that?
And she has this really neat idea for using wallpaper as art. So instead of wallpapering an entire wall, mm-hmm. to frame like little pieces of wallpaper mm-hmm. in different kinds of frames and then hanging it on your wall mm-hmm. like a piece of like modern art. It's a great way to spice up like if you're renting.
Sure.
Or if you live in a dorm room or
right.
something and you can't paint your walls, you can't wallpaper your walls, or if you're not really that good with wallpaper, you're kind of afraid of it, to kind of try out some skills and add a little splash of color.
There you go.
Yeah,
seems kind of easy.
Well, and then we had someone on Facebook, I posted that, say that why don't you just, you could use that for fabric too. I know you're going out to Joanne's Fabric right now, Mark.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
anyway.
That's the same project I'd pick.
Really?
No.
All right.
It seems like a good idea, though. Like, you don't have to choose a piece of art or a picture or photograph, a painting. Just get a swatch of wallpaper.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that you're going to get fired up about.
I can't wait.
Mike Holmes.
All right. Now you're talking my language.
From Holmes on Holmes.
Mike Holmes from, that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On
uh-huh.
HGTV.
Uh-huh.
We talked to him a few months ago, and, you know, if you're interested in what we talked about, it's on our website, myfixituplife.com. But anyway, he's coming to the U.S.
These United States?
In November.
Do we have a list of where he's going?
We do.
If it's California and all that other stuff,
no.
Don't care.
Nashville, Atlanta, North Carolina, Richmond, New York, Pittsburgh, and Chicago. And I'm going to post those dates up on our website so you can check it out.
Primo.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
that's
coming.
Exciting.
He's coming to a town near you, probably.
Okay, the mission now becomes to see if we can get him in the studio.
Oh, I don't know if we can do that. I mean,
think he's busy?
I'm looking at these dates right here, and basically he's going to be in a different city every day.
That's all right. Tell them to hold off so he can drive by Philly.
So he can't sleep so that he just has to, like, run from appearance to appearance? That's totally not cool. But I do have one cute thing I want to share with you now that you woke up.
One cute thing.
Okay, one other cute
thing. The wallpaper thing wasn't
Do you remember
enough.
Kelly Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yes.
And she had this blog this week that she posted, and you can check it out at Kelly L. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and that's Kelly with two E's, .net. And she turned me on to Jake Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, jakephipps.com, and he's got this really cool mirror that looks like a reef, but it looks like reflective, like, cut diamonds. It's, like, this coolest mirror I've ever seen in my entire
wow.
life that he made. He made, like, 25 of them, so I'm sure they're, like, really inexpensive. But he also has these pendant lights that are bowler and top hats.
Well, there you go.
Now, think about that in your mind. Like,
I've always wanted to know what happened to the top hat. Now I know.
Jake Phipps got it at jakephipps.com. And I'm like, I want to be able to use them in some kind of installation somewhere, you know, but I'm not sure what. So, anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Other news.
Yeah.
I'm full of news this week because you've been up on the roof. I have been like...
Maybe I should go back on the roof. Am I even on this show?
Totally are.
Sitting? If I were cold right now from the air conditioning blowing on me, I wouldn't know I was here.
Well, Simonton Windows, you're familiar with all the windows you put in our house, right?
Yes, I'm familiar with those.
They won. They were ranked highest builder and remodeler satisfaction among residential window and patio door manufacturers 3 years in a row now.
Yes.
And highest in customer satisfaction with window and door manufacturers by J.D. Power and Associates.
That is a prestigious award.
And we should have Gary on the line from Simonton right now.
We do.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
We're doing great. We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for the honor. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm curious. Is this the first time that any window manufacturer has received the highest ranking in both consumer and the builder categories from J.D. Power?
Absolutely the first time.
Wow.
And we're happy that it's us.
That is so awesome.
Thank you.
That's just street cred from the builders putting it in to the homeowners who are living with it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the people that are doing the installation as well as the people that have it in their homes. They both have given us the highest rating.
Wow, that is
That's amazing. Double threat,
because
right?
That's one of those things that we're always talking about in the building industry is, you know, you have to make sure all the customers want your product so that the builders spec your product and the builders want to like it so that they will spec it and back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
right.
Just really cool that everybody does. So you guys like having a party?
We are.
That was my question.
We are. We are so happy. I mean, it's something that, you know, we've known all along that we had the best quality products. Now we've got, a group like J.D. Power that has come out and said that you're right. You guys are the best.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah. I'm just like a little bit like, I'm excited because, well, I'm excited for us, actually, personally, because...
I love, you know, it's always going to circle back to Teresa, just so you know.
Because we have Simonton windows in our house, so, I mean, that makes me feel really good. Like, you know, we've got the best.
Well, the home value just went up because of that.
Ooh. We really are designed to sell.
Can homeowners,
that's right.
Can homeowners, to a certain degree, sort of point to that in there when their houses are being put up on the market?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can say, you know, the Simonton windows are in the home and that they're, you know, that they're the J.D. Power Award winner.
Sweet.
Wow, that would help.
Now, how long does the award last?
It lasts for 12 months. And as you said, we've won it four out of five, in the... for the builder, but it does last for 12 months. That's how long we can talk about it, and then of course they'll do the research again next year, and we'll see how we come then.
Do you know what the research is?
Yeah, it's they test. I think it's about they interview 3,000. I think the number is 3,000 consumers that they go. They research all over the country, and so since we're a national company, they surveyed, and of course there's some big. Some really good companies out there that we're up against that are also national companies, and fortunately we came ahead this year.
Wow, I want to be one of those 3,000 people.
Yeah.
I want to be surveyed about what I like.
I would love to have you be one of those.
Well, and I do also want to ask you, too, because of the federal energy tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that expires at the end of this year.
It does. It does. And now is the time to buy and to replace your windows, because the government's going to give you $1,500 to help defray the cost of the windows. And then we also have a, because it's a tax credit, we're going to pay for your tax preparation. We've got a, if you buy 12 windows, then you've got an opportunity to have your tax-free preparation for next year. And so you'll get the tax credit for sure if you do it, go through H&R Block, which is who we're doing the tax preparation promotion with.
Now, is there information on your website about the energy tax credit? Because I know it can be a little bit confusing for all of us consumers to just, like, you know, what qualifies and is it a regional thing? What, you know, what are all the details and everything?
Yeah, in fact, if you go to Simonton.com, mm-hmm. you'll see the we have a information about the tax credit. We also have information about the H&R Block promotion, and then we've got information on all of the other good things, the our new decorum styles and our Energy Star product.
Oh, sweet. Cool. And the decorum styles are so cool, too. All the different colors that you guys offer.
Yes, we've got exterior colors. We've got interior wood laminates and some great hardware. In fact, the hardware that we have, a lot of our hardware match what you may have in your home in faucetry, because we're part of the same company that owns Moen, and so we've coordinated our metal and our hardware to match their faucetry.
Oh, I like that.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, now, I'm really into, like, the antique bronze kind of that aged look and everything in our house. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I mean, I already know the answer to it.
Oh, really?
If for our fans and our audience, if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home or you're building a new structure and you want to use new construction windows, typically a homeowner is going to lean on the contractor for suggestions or just, hey, give me some windows.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way for the homeowner to navigate their way straight to Simonton and say, hey, Joe contractor, can you put in Simonton windows, or vice versa, get the contractor to see the value in Simonton windows and suggest them to their homeowners?
Right, right. I mean, you can do that through through obviously our website, but you can also suggest, hey, I would like to have Simonton windows installed in my home.
So the homeowner can drive the bus on that?
They can. Obviously, we sell through to the installers, and we very much value the installers. They're the ones that are the experts when installing windows. But many of the installers that your customers are going to be talking to will already know very much about Simonton, and many of them will install Simonton already.
Awesome.
Love it.
Perfect. That makes life easy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we do have to take a break, but thank you for joining us, Gary, and go to SimontonWindows.com to find out more information about that, and we'll be back in just a minute
with more My Fix It Up Life.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
What a perfect day.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. How are you today, sweetheart?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for asking me again. You know, we spend all day together, but it's always good to do a little husband and wife check-in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, we have a special guest on the line.
We do. A very famous special guest who has been on, I don't know, how many TV shows?
She's been on almost as many TV shows as I've been on job sites.
Probably as many TV shows as you've watched. That's a lot.
That's
really
it. That's infinity.
It is infinity. It's Lisa Laporta. Are you there, Lisa?
I'm here.
Oh, yay. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm great.
Oh, it's so good to have you here.
Now, where are we catching you? What part of the world are you in?
You are catching me at my home in Los Angeles.
Oh, sweet.
Which is mostly where I work, actually.
Oh, that's so good.
Cool.
Do you do a lot of your shows out there, too?
Most of the shows that I work on happen in L.A. It's just worked out that way. I do travel for some of the shows that you notice are traveling shows. But for the most part, and for Design to Sell, you know, for 5.5 years, we were based in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay, here's a downer question. How's the market out there now?
Ay-yi-yi. That is a downer question.
Well, that's good for your business, though, isn't it?
It's not so great.
Oh, okay.
Probably the same as for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's not as bad, to be honest with you. But, yeah, well, anyway, so I'm depressed. Who wants to listen to this show anymore? I don't.
Well, one of the things that I'm really curious about, and I'm always curious about, is, you know, we don't have a lot of time. No one really does anymore. And people that are trying to put their house on the market, what are some, you know, quick things that somebody can do before they are going to have an open house? Because I know with kids and everything, we're just, like, scrambling every last minute to do anything around our house. So
Yes, definitely. By the way, and I just want to, here's a positive spin to that last downer note.
Oh,
you know, a lot of
cool.
People,
stay with it, Lisa. Really drive it into the ground.
Good, a lot of people are staying put in their homes.
Uh-huh.
And a positive spin might be put a little effort into your house if you're staying. And, you know, a lot of what I suggest that you do for selling are the same tips that I suggest that you do for dwelling.
Oh.
And really, you know, maybe it's time to say, I'm going to stay put. The market's not great. I'm going to go out and paint my house a crazy wild color. I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here. And you'll be surprised. I mean, a lot of the houses that I stage on Design to Sell, the homeowners end up liking it anyways and saying, well, gee, this is the house I thought I wanted to move into.
Oh.
Right on.
That is wacky.
Right? So here's a little positive spin to the whole thing.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like your selling versus dwelling. That's awesome.
Well, you know one
right.
thing I did? I sold a condo years ago, and I did this wacky paint finish on the wall. Like, it was a grid of different colored reds and everything. And I was for sure thinking that that was going to be a downer when people walked through the house. But you know what? The person who bought it said that he was going to keep it that way because he fell in love with this this crazy, wacky paint thing that I did on the wall. So I guess, you know, that does make sense. You know, it attracts you to the home.
Well, yeah, well, it can cut both ways.
It's true.
Yeah.
It can cut both ways. It sounds like you got just the right buyer who bought into your style.
Yeah.
But in general, doing a out there paint finish can be dangerous.
Mm.
So, you know, some of the easiest tips for selling are simply about taking your personality out of a space. Painting is one of the least expensive things you can do to a space that has so much of a dramatic difference, you know, because it fills the volume of a room. So what else can you buy for around $25 that's going to fill the volume of a room? You have to spend a fortune on furniture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So paint is always, selling or dwelling, a really easy, inexpensive thing to do. And I encourage you to not be afraid of color when you're staying put, but be a little more neutral when you're trying to sell.
That's smart.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Well, here's the same question, but sort of with different projects. Have you seen or what would you recommend for a house that, for example, is in decent shape but has like a bummer kitchen or a bummer bathroom? Like, and I know there's no hard answer to this, but is it worth it to invest X amount of thousands of dollars into doing a new kitchen? Or should you invest those in the rest of the house and tune it up? And you know what I mean? Because kitchens are huge projects, or bathrooms.
Yes. The data still says that kitchens and bathrooms sell homes or don't sell homes. It also says that kitchens and bathrooms are very important to women who seem to drive, you know, the buying voice in our economy. So don't assume, though, that doing the kitchen means you have to bite the bullet and spend $10,000, $15,000, or $40,000. A lot of the changes that I can recommend in a kitchen can make it feel ready to move into and much more palatable. Even old kitchens, it's a little bit of paint. a little bit of elbow grease, new cabinet hardware, definitely new appliances. Old appliances are going to be a deal breaker. If someone walks into an old kitchen that has old appliances, they're going to be more bothered than if they walk into an old kitchen that has new appliances. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
I never thought
penny
of it
for penny,
way.
Dollar for dollar, appliances are something to at least, you have to at least do that. But paint, cleanup, hardware, which I call the jewelry, and you can transform a space, that and appliances, and you're talking, all right, a couple $1,000s, and that is money really well spent, and that'll make the difference of it feeling like a tear-down kitchen and feeling like, okay, the kitchen's not my dream kitchen, but I'll buy this house.
Oh, that's really smart.
Wow. I've been doing this for a long time, and you kind of just opened some doors. Teresa's got her hand up. I can't
tell
you more stories.
Well, I'm dying to ask about a bathroom, though. So what if you have, like Mark would say, a downer bathroom? What would you do in a downer bathroom?
A lot of the same logic is in a kitchen. Mm-hmm. Dated cabinets are very easily updated with primer and paint and some new hardware. Hey, countertops, it's a question mark. There is no excuse for grimy. There's no excuse for old grout. There's no excuse for cracks in the shower. You have to fix those things. But if you have dated tile, if things are in pretty good shape but just look really old, you can think about having things reglazed. And there's a lot you can do cosmetically in a bathroom without gutting the whole bathroom. And it can make a big difference.
Well, I know from my perspective, if I go into a bathroom, and we've you know, shopped around for houses for, you know, for different things for years, and if the bathroom isn't well taken care of, like you were saying, the grouts and everything, it makes me feel like maybe they didn't take care of the rest of the house very well, too.
That's exactly what people think.
Yeah.
And you have to think about it. I mean, I always say, would someone want to walk in and set their toothbrush on that counter?
Yeah.
It has to be that clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, clean is a relative term. I think cleanliness is a bigger problem than disrepair and maintenance in bathrooms.
Yeah, I buy it.
I buy it, too.
I buy it, and I'm a gross guy, so.
He is a gross guy. He's not making that up at all.
Well, and we've been contractors for a long time, and I've been called in to spruce up all kinds of houses for various things. And one of the elements that is drawn to a lot is molding, whether it's crown or chair rail, just sprucing up like some lame builder-grade molding into something cool. Do you see any bang for the buck there, or is that sort of just, you know, hearsay?
Oh, I think there's a lot of bang for your buck there. It's a relatively inexpensive, you know, upgrade to make, and it can really add an architectural element, especially in a boring space, especially in newer homes, I find.
Interesting.
You know, in older homes, you're trying to sort of make everything feel crisp and clean, and I tend to go with brighter whites. That's in older homes. In newer homes, they tend to feel cold and lack character. Moldings and paint color are a way to really add some warmth and character to a brand new house that otherwise feels generic.
Wow.
Well, okay. I'm usually the bad guy here. I'm the bouncer at the bar.
We want
you to stay and talk more about this.
Well,
but
I do want to ask her, where can we find you on TV right now? What shows are you on?
Well, Design to Sell is still on TV after all these years. We've made over 150 episodes of my team in Los Angeles, the Clive and Lisa team, and they're still running those. I'm also on a new show called First Time Design, which I believe is running in the afternoons. And I'm also appearing on many episodes of Bang for Your Buck, all on HGTV.
That's so good.
Sweet. So when are you not on
your TV? I'm not on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we would absolutely love to have you back again. But right now, we have to go up to a break.
We do.
And
we have to grab that break. And we'll be
back
in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes.
Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we have a caller on the line.
We do have a caller on the line I'm very excited about.
We do, and I hope he's calling about a heating and cooling question, because you could hang meat in the studio right now and it wouldn't go bad.
No, and actually when we took that very short commercial break, Mark took his shirt off, his button-down shirt, and gave it to me.
So now I'm shirtless. Who wants to call talking now? who is on our phone, and how possibly have I offended you?
Well, my name is David, and you haven't offended me at all.
Oh, wow. Sweet. You're a good guy, then.
Sweet. That's a 1 out of 10 chance I get.
Yeah, that's not very.
You don't want to be in this club.
And where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, I like Baltimore, Maryland.
Also called Balmar.
Balmer.
Yes,
that's
right.
Balmer. Sorry, Balmer.
Yeah.
And Cham City.
And Merlin.
That's right, Cham City.
Yeah. I'm going down there to the remodeling show.
I'm going
with you. Yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
We're doing appearances.
In a couple of weeks. So you should check us out. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Great.
I'll let you know when you can.
Now.
I'll let you know when you can buy me a beer.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think that's why David called. I don't think he called to
ask
to see if you were coming to his town to buy you a beer.
Yeah, I actually have I think I have a problem with my house. I think I have a sinking feeling, actually.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I live in a townhouse. I'm in the middle of a group, and it was built about 35 years ago, and the walls that are connected to the units next to me, when I put furniture on them, they lean in.
The furniture leans in?
Yeah.
Like towards the middle of the house?
Yeah, towards the middle of the house.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
How badly?
It's pretty noticeable to me, but I'm not sure if it's really bad or not. Like, I don't know if it's concernable or not. I mean, I have to put cardboard, you know, thick cardboard underneath the pieces to keep them level.
Now, is that every floor in the house?
It's more pronounced on the top floor than it is on the middle floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, have you called any type of parapsychologists to look into haunting? That's where I'd go first.
Well, what about your neighbors? Are they have the same problem?
Well, no, that's the weird thing. No one else, other than one person way up in another building, was really having a major problem.
Okay.
And it's
no
the
one
same
else
problem?
Has actually noticed this.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, it sounds like there's something going on with the structure of your house.
Yeah, let's see if we can zero in on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
35 years old isn't that old anyway.
Right.
No,
yeah.
Not.
It's a townhouse, so it's deeper than it is wide.
Yes, that's correct. It's about 7. We did our hardwood floor, so it's 17 feet wide, and it's about 25 to 30 feet long.
Okay, so do you have a beam running across your basement ceiling?
Hang on. Give me a second. I'm actually down in the basement right now. So, I have a beam going across. It's metal, and it's an I-beam. It's going across the width of the house.
Okay, and if you, let me see if I can do some mental gymnastics here. If you, can you see over the top of that beam, and there's floor joists running from the front of your house to the back of your house, right?
Yeah, I see those, yep.
And they're bridged across that beam?
Yes, they are. I see that there's joists, you know, going on one side, and then there's a new joist going towards the back of the house.
Right, and they're nailed together right there.
Yeah, they're nailed together at the spot.
What are the chances that
the floor is sinking towards the middle of that beam from each side of the house?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I would have to actually, measure from there. What I'm measuring from actually is, between that beam and the front or the back of the house is where the sinking actually is the most.
Oh, I see. So those joists are kind of like a little smile.
They're
dipping towards the middle?
Yeah, I'm down here in the basement. If I look at the floor joist that's right against the wall and a seam, the mortar line in the cinder blocks, it actually is lower in the middle than on the edges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got a post running down from that beam somewhere, like maybe in the middle of the house.
Yeah, I would have to. It's deep in the wall, but yeah, I could barely see it.
Okay. Well,
sounds like that is probably where the problem lies.
Underneath it, the soil has moved. They didn't put in a big enough footing.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what that kind of leaves you with. Did you say how old your house was?
Yeah, 35.
35 years old. So
still 75.
Yeah. So that leaves you with, you can either stop that motion if it hasn't stopped already.
Okay.
By doing a couple things, or you can actually potentially jack your floors back up.
Okay.
Which could actually
back up. Okay.
Hurt any of the remodeling that you've done. Mm-hmm. To the house, too, like you said, you put in a floor. If you start moving the house, jacking the floors up, you might actually have a little bit of problem with any new stuff you've done to your house.
Possible.
It's possible. It's just, to be a red alert. It's probably better to try to stop it from sinking more.
Yeah, which is a job that requires definitely an experienced contractor who knows.
Okay.
If they don't use a phrase like continuous load path and footings while you're talking to them, I'd run screaming the other way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to need some more support there for that for that beam.
Yeah. Now, if it has happened from the first day till today, there's a point, and this happens to old houses all the time. That's why their floors are all lumpy. It's only going to go so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like, what's a metaphor? It's kind of like driving your fist into a jar of flour. You know, at the beginning, you're going to be able to move some flour around with your fist, but as you press harder and harder and harder, the flour is just going to set up like concrete, and you can't press any harder. Same kind of thing with what's probably going on here. But if it's in motion...
It probably still is because it's only 35 years old.
It's only 35 years old. You know, you're going to want to – what you'll need to do basically is jackhammer your floor, your basement slab, pour a bunch of concrete in there, and then run a new post up to the beam to stop that motion.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a big job that you probably will want to find someone to help you out.
Yeah, and considering the theme of our show today is designed to sell, you could also sell it.
Yeah, there you go.
And then move into a house where that's not happening, and there you go.
Perfect. That sounds like a great
We're all
plan.
About solutions here at My Fix-It-Up Life. We'll just get Lisa LaPorta over there and help you out. Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work. So... when you're buying me a beer in Baltimore, places I like are the Wharf Rat.
The Wharf Rat, okay.
Across from the convention center. And then whatever's next door to the Wharf Rat, then whatever's next door to that.
So you want to go on a...
How about I bring some Natty Bows for you?
Natty...
Oh, my goodness. Well, seriously, David, though, I want you to check back in with us and let us know how your house is doing. And, if you have any questions when you're trying to find that contractor, too, if you're confused or if you're not sure what questions to ask, email us and let us know. And it's info@myfixituplife.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And we're going to take a break.
And we'll see you on the other side of it with more My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And it is a perfect day at My Fix It Up Life because I get to spend time with my husband.
That's just the most wonderful thing, and a rose by any other name would still smell as sweet.
Yeah,
that's my only tender moment for the month, ladies and gentlemen.
And you got to participate in it. He hasn't been extremely tender. I think roofing is like getting all the tenderness out of you.
There's no doubt about it. On a roofing project, the most aggressive one wins. And you can't waste time.
Yeah.
It's just not about super tight miters and precision. To a degree, when you're ripping off shingles, they got to come off before it rains.
Well, and you know where precision is coming into effect in our lives?
We have precision somewhere?
Oh, it's coming. No. It's coming. Are you ready?
I've been asleep at the wheel. What's going on?
The remodeling show.
Oh, it's all about precision there.
Remodeling show in Baltimore. We're going to be there in mid-September.
Yeah, I believe those show dates are 15th to the 18th.
I think that is correct. And we're actually going to be doing some shows there from the show floor.
Very excited.
And we are so lucky to have some great boost hosts.
Boost? We're going to get a boost?
Boost host.
Somebody going to give me 10 fingers? I got to climb up on top of something?
Yeah.
He knows what I'm talking about.
A cheerleader pyramid. You'll be on top because you haven't been up high enough lately on the roof.
Hey, I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Whatever you want me to climb, I'm there.
Yeah, maybe we should get some Ravens cheerleaders out there. You know what I mean?
Hey, bring that action.
Bottom. I used to know some.
Let's get them on the phone.
Yeah.
Hi, Ravens cheerleaders, please.
Yeah, back when I was working at the National Association of Home Builders in their publishing program, I got a couple of the Ravens girls to come out and do some safety posters for the builders.
Sweet. I noticed I wasn't involved in that.
Nope.
Hey,
not
Mark,
at
take
all.
Take your shirt off and pose in a safe way.
They were cute, and they were very, very fun, too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, decked out in their little Timberland shoes.
Whenever you're up on an extension ladder... The rule of thumb is to not let your belt buckle go past the rails.
Very true. You don't want to overreach. I know it's a headache to have to, like, climb down, move the ladder over, and climb back up. But, you know, the belt buckle thing is such an important thing.
It does. It works.
It really does work. Keeps you safe.
Yeah. So we're doing a bunch of appearances at the remodeling show, and I'm doing a bunch of Bondera and bathroom clinics.
Well, Bondera is one of our booth...
appearances.
Hosts.
Yes.
Saying it really slowly so I don't say boost again. But yeah, we'll be at the Bondera booth, the
For
Guardian
booth.
For more
My Fix It Up Life while we talk really slowly, you're going to have to join us at myfixituplife.com.
Thermatru booth will be there too, and also the Lead Check booth.
The lead thing, the door thing, it's all tied together. That's what remodeling is all about.
I'm totally psyched about all of them. And we were just talking with someone from Guardian a few days ago, and they've got really cool new product I can't wait to share with everyone. But on other things, we have to give away our huge prize today.
Yes, we do. And we've got some answers that came in, he said, so that no one knows what he's thinking in his mind.
I have no idea what's going on with you. But we had...
That's like CYA reply.
We were flooded, absolutely flooded with entries to win the M12 gift set from Milwaukee.
Yes.
The custom mark gift set from Milwaukee.
The customized, the marks.
And we whittled it down ever so slowly and carefully.
Yeah.
To our top winner.
The reason I'm giving the CYA answer is I was on the roof.
Yeah. So we've got a top winner, and then we've got a runner-up as well. And we'll get into the runner-up, I think, after we do the top winner.
Let's read them both.
Let's do the runner-up first. Miss America pageant.
That's loserish. Read them in order that they came, and then we'll say who's what.
All right.
Because,
you know,
there's pins and needles.
I'll read this one first. And this came in from Candace. And Candace wrote to us and said, I could give you a million and one reasons, but I will attempt to keep it short. Single mother of four with one left in the nest. Been a mother and father to my children with the boys and girls, teaching them about tools and safety. Love that. I at one time was showing them how to build walls, shelves, when our home caught fire and all my best tools literally melted into each other and into the blaze. Can you believe that?
That does not sound like a fun story.
I'll admit I'm hard on tools, as I constantly am improving or building something. My latest projects include enclosing our backyard with a 6-foot privacy fence, build my son a bedroom in the basement, put up shelves on a cement wall in our basement, build a workbench in our garage. And she's saying that the radio would be heavenly sent, as I love music when I work, and I'm always teased about my current work radio. It was built around the 70s. So that was from Canada.
She's unstoppable.
And then we have an entry from a gentleman named Kevin.
Okay.
And Kevin wrote to us saying, when we purchased our fixer-upper and moved the family into the house in 2003, I really expected to have completely done with it within 2 years. Then we had the wild idea to move the kitchen, several hallways, and basically rebuild it from the ground up.
This doesn't sound familiar.
It's kind of like our life. Now it's 2010, and we are about halfway done. During this time, I have been through 6 radios and 3 impact drivers. Recently, I dropped a 2x6 on my radio and completely destroyed it. My wife would appreciate me winning this so I could quit using her boombox as well. That was from Kevin. Now, can we say who won?
Yes.
Okay. So the winner of the prize is Candace. Congratulations.
Yes.
And our runner-up is Kevin. And now our runner-up has a footnote and an asterisk and all kinds of other little things after it, too.
There's
because
grammar happening?
Because we are going to call Milwaukee and see if we can send you the impact driver from that gift set to help you out with your project. Because we totally feel your story, because we're living it as well.
Yeah, exactly. So no promises, and Milwaukee's not on the spot, but they're a super cool company.
They are super cool.
And it might be an impact driver, not a radio.
So that's what I was saying, the impact driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might just be an 18-volt impact driver.
Might just be a headshot of Mark.
And it might just be a picture of me.
Picture of Mark using the tools.
Get used.
Smiling and saying, here's my gift pack.
Get used to being inspired.
But we really do appreciate all the entries. And we have a really cool prize up for grabs next week. It's roofer's boots from Duluth Trading Company. And they're like $175 boots.
Yeah, and I found worth every penny.
Yeah. So if you want to win them, email us at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on Facebook. And next week's show is going to be pretty unstoppable.
Yeah, it is going to be really cool. We've got Steve Thomas from his current show, Renovation Nation, which is on Planet Green. You may also know him from 14 years hosting This Old House.
Yes. Yeah, he is totally, and he's an Emmy Award-winning person as well.
Yeah, he's got an Emmy Award. You know what else people don't know about him is he knows an ancient way to navigate the oceans by the stars sailing, which fascinates me to no end. I realize that's kind of outside the realm of home improvement.
We are going to be up on the roof talking cool roofs and, you know, green things. We're talking about solar attic fans and all kinds of ways that you can cool your house and have your home be a little bit more energy efficient and more, you know, I don't know, loving the planet and everything.
I'm loving.
Loving to keep your money in the bank instead of paying, you know, higher energy bills.
Exactly. And I'm loving, speaking of things that are worth every penny, the sunrisesolar.net, I think their website is. Sunrise Solar Attic Fan is unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, it is the epitome
of
payday.
Well, we have it in our, you just put it in our house like a couple weeks ago, and you said like as soon as you opened it out of the package, it started working.
Dude, I've had it.
Yeah. Seriously?
I'm so excited. I got it like a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, it comes in a box. It's an attic fan.
Highly prepared for the project.
Yeah, totally ready.
A year in advance.
Sitting in a box in the basement for a year.
Yeah.
I take it outside, take it out of the box, while I'm reading the instructions. It turns on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all housed and everything, but anyway.
And it's awesome. And actually, our attic space is much cooler now that we have it completely covered in the Grace Ice and Water Shield from, you know, top to toe. And then also with the DaVinci Roofscapes synthetic slate roof and the solar attic fan. And, you know, we're looking to ask Steve some other tips that we can have to, like, cool off your roofs, too.
So check us out online.
MyFixItUpLife.com.
Email us to win our cool prize at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. And don't forget about our contest.
Don't forget about following us on Twitter.
Or Facebook at MyFixItUpLife. Call us at our 888 number, which is 888-710-5557.
With your questions, because we love to hear from you.
And show off your projects, because we've got more to go. Next time on My Fix It Up Life. Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles.
All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay